Good morning, boot camp. We are here this morning, week five.
Good morning. We are so excited. And if you have showed up this morning and have been on every single boot camp, we congratulate you. That is fantastic.
We've been on every boot camp.
Yep.
I'm telling you. Hey, we are coming to you from Phoenix for Pat and Karen Schatzline, and we are super excited to host this morning. And you're going to hear some incredible things. I don't know about y'all, but I'm really stirred up because when I look at just coming out of January, we're going to talk about that in a second. Some of you really came out exploding out of January. And one of the things that I love is we move into February, March, and April, which are like massive months. And by the way, put in the chat real quick if you had an incredible January. Go ahead and just pop it in there. You know what? Just put it was awesome. And for some of you, you're like, I feel the engine starting. I feel some things beginning to happen. We are coming from Phoenix this morning because we're speaking at a church tomorrow here in Phoenix. And Dan and Megan found out we were coming. They're like, let's get out of town.
I know they hit it right out of town,
So
and so we don't even get to see them.
we broke into their house last night. It was crazy. They got a lot of alarm system stuff, but we got some cool stuff we stole from their house. And so, but anyway, we are so excited and honored to serve you this morning. And you're going to hear from some incredible folks. I was thinking about January. And I was thinking about all the work that we did in November, December. There's a scripture, and it's Genesis 8:22, and it says, "As long as the earth prevails, there's four things that never change: seed time and harvest, day and night, hot and cold, winter and summer. You are always sowing, whether good seeds or bad seeds. You're always in the sowing season." And one of the things that we're beginning to see happen is I realized something that Optavia did for us almost 8 years ago. Optavia was a key. It's kind of like you find this key, but you got to figure out what door. And big doors swing on little hinges called obedience. When we stepped through that door, it changed everything for us. It radically changed our life. It changed our future. It changed our family. It's allowing us to become what I call generational wealth managers, passing things on to our children, changing people's health. I don't know about y'all, but this is the season of harvest, and you've got to choose what you're going to do with your key. And in just a second, we're going to celebrate a whole bunch of folks, but in fact, we're going to just move into this. And you want to share anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say, I mean, I love it because coming out of January, we saw so many wins, people getting back in action, people getting hope back, people seeing growth coming to their businesses. And I think that deserves celebration. So that's what we want to do today. We want to celebrate.
It's a fun. We were texting a bunch of our coach threads yesterday, saying, "Tell us some wins. Tell us some things that took place because we wanted to celebrate on our team page." And I'm going to go first. I don't know where she's at, but Amy Roberts, I know your hand is raised. I want to undo you first because we talked about you jumping off of mute. Do you see her? I did not see her. Is her hand raised? And so, hey, raise your hand real quick.
If
And
you want to share a win, just a 20-second
okay,
win.
let's give some rules real quick on that right there.
And that's
There's
it.
Amy. There's Amy. Okay, cool. Okay, let's give some rules. When we were on staff at a church, when we were on staff at a church, we would have like what's called testimony time. Our pastor used to tell us, if you let go of the mic, you are fired. Like literally. I would have wrestling matches with little old ladies that want to talk for an hour. Everybody gets 20 seconds. We're going to do this called popcorn
Just give
celebration.
your win. We want to hear it. We want to hear
And so 20 seconds. If you see me raise my hand, that means you're out of time. Go for it,
it.
Amy.
Okay, good morning. I'm at breakfast with my family, and we are so excited because my team had so many wins. A lot of them, y'all, weren't even at a rank, period, last month. They put in the work, and I am celebrating today. Jackie Oley, back at executive director. Gina Farmer, back at executive director. Kristen Halsey, senior coach again. Sarah Keller, manager again. Brooke Dershowitz, I hope I said that right. Brooke, senior coach again. Regina Lacero, senior coach again. Catherine Atwell, senior coach again. Mary Snow, back to manager. Renee Hayes, back to senior coach. Carrie Roberts, back to senior coach. Allison Groom, back to manager. Carol Nelson, back to manager. And Marla Burleson, back to senior coach. I am so proud of this team. They got into action and it's just an amazing momentum.
I love
Incredible.
it.
Give
I
your
love
family our
it.
love and tell Scott to mail me a present or something cool. And so, all right. All right. Let's keep going. Remember,
Joanna.
and you know what? We're going to go with Joanna. Go ahead, Joanna.
Hey guys, I am so excited to be celebrating the first month of 2024, January. I wasn't sure how I was going to start. And I was so thankful because Tiffany Howard gave us this great challenge. And then we've got Awaken coming up, and there was this massive training for FIBIX, and we haven't been FIBIX since it's been over, well, 6 months exactly. So we were able to hit that again in January for the first time in 6 months. And then we have some coaches on our team. Let's see, John Eucherdt hit senior coach for the first time. Amanda Norsworthy hit senior coach for the first time. Heather Jimison hit the farthest in her front line. And I'm just so proud of her. So, yay.
That was incredible. You kept it to 20 seconds. We are very proud of you. You know what? You get to speak again at church again. All right, let's do this again. Let's see. Rhonda, give us real quick.
Rhonda Dones.
Yeah, I don't have my glasses. I can put my glasses on. I'm just too banging.
Hey. Quick second. I have a new senior coach, Carly Merrick, a new manager, Heather Steineke, and a new executive director, Carrie Whitman. And that put me back at where I was a year ago. So love all of them. They're doing amazing.
Way to level up. That is awesome. Fantastic. We are so proud of you. Seriously, incredible. Let's go to Honey Badger. Go for it, Honey Badger.
Boom, baby. Well, I was going to celebrate Rhonda Dome was back to IRD, helping people freaking win till almost midnight, the last day of the week, last day of the month. And then Brian Brusquez back to manager. The Montoyas, a first-time manager. And then also 5% earner, Jacob Martinez, 3% client support plus bonus earner. And there's a ton more, but I'll keep it to 20 seconds. Too much to celebrate. Boom, baby, let's go.
Oh, those are fantastic. Hey,
and that's another thing we can celebrate. If you hit your 3% or 5%, I think we tripled it, or we got close to it. We had 14. If you hit that, that is a big deal. That is actually the litmus that is used, and you're going to hear more about this, and I don't want to take away from it, but that is the litmus to prove that your team is growing, whether it's 180-day reactivated or brand new clients, keeping the funnel full. I'm telling you, and you're going to hear more about that. That's a big deal. If you hit your 3 or 5%, would you put it in the chat right now? Put a 3 or 5, because we want to see that in the chat right now, because that's a big deal.
I love it. Look at it. Look at all the fives. Oh, my goodness.
That's absolutely incredible. Okay, we've got time for about 3 or 4 more. Brandy McLennan, go for it. Let's see, Brandy, we're trying to help you. Okay. Can you unmute real quick? Let me see. There you go.
Wait, can y'all hear me?
Yep. 20 seconds. Go.
Okay, good. So the first time since last year, I have been in structure again. And I just got my first client of the month yesterday. And I've got a brand new coach. So I'm just ready to get started and get back in it. This year's going to be great.
Hey, I know it took a lot of boldness to come off mute and brag on that, but Brandy, you're worth celebrating. And I'm going to tell you something. I want to put you in the winner's circle for a second, because you're like, okay, I bet you were sitting there going, I don't know if I want to do this. Hey, you belong in the winner's circle. That was incredible. And we are so proud of you. You know, we built our entire org, the beginning days and on. It's all about the winner's circle. It's some people have not been celebrated ever, or even maybe since high school or junior high or whatever. Listen, that is the heartbeat of what we do at Optavia, putting people in the winner's circle with their health, but also with this type. We got time for a couple of more. Let's go real quick. Ray Goff.
Morning. Just want to say, I want to celebrate Team Goff. The whole team, they did such a great job. We're over 100% on our TGNV for the first time in months. Actually ended the month at 107%. So that's it.
That's incredible. Hey, listen, I think a lot of us saw the TGNV. We're like watching it going, okay. Thank you, Lord. If you're from the South, you say Lord. All right, let's go to Melissa.
Hey, good morning, you guys. So I'm just figuring out like how to find my team's things to celebrate. Okay. But Miss Carol's story, for the first time, she is 75 years old. You guys, she is on doing her BBAs like all the time. She hit her 3% bonus last month. Miss Kelly Gonzalez, she had her first new coach that she sponsored. And Miss Alicia Kimsey yesterday, she sponsored her new client for this month. So starting the month up great. Super proud of them.
You know what? That's incredible. Okay, one more. We got time for one more. In fact, it's going to lead into our next communicator. Chantel, come off mute. Talk to us.
Oh, my gosh. So many to celebrate. But just had to give a shout out to Cassandra for getting back to integrated regional director. Also, Jill for getting back to regional director. I had a first-time senior coach, a new coach, Millette. Congratulations. So many got back to senior coach. Teresa got back to ED. So many, too many to name, but great to go, Team Seneca.
That's incredible.
Well, you know what, Chantel, that leads us into where we're going to move into the next right here. And that is, we're going to take a few moments and we're going to hear from some strong testimonies that get a little more time. Folks that have really pumped it up. And we're going to one of your coaches right now. And I want her to go ahead and raise her hand. But Laura Harp, get ready. And we're going to go to Jennifer. And so we want to go ahead. And what we're doing right now at this point is, let's hear some specific testimonials. Guys, listen. We have been walking through this season in Optavia. And because you're in the room today, I want you to know something. We've been on a lot of calls lately. This thing is about to explode. We are moving into this massive harvest season. I don't know, March and April are my favorite months of the year, but February is, it's the tee up. It's the get things ready. There's 29 days. Thank goodness for a leap year. We get an extra day in February. But I want you to know something. You know what that means about February? February actually starts when on day one is actually about day three. So you got to think differently in February. We've been sharing that a lot with a lot of teams. This is the season to go all in. People are ready to get healthy. With that, let's turn it over to Laura. Laura, give us, 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay, I will. Okay, hey, everyone. I'm super excited to talk about my explosive January. It really was. So I was able and very thankful to sign up 9 new clients in January. And I think the basic idea that it goes back to that I have learned this whole time is consistency plus tenacity plus time is giving me the results. So when I look back, it's just like I've learned in all the boot camps and all the mini trainings, is just putting it back into action, going back to the basics and being laser focused, frontline focus is what I did. So if it's going to be, it's up to me. And that's what I did. I didn't worry about what anyone else was doing. I just got laser focused, frontline focus. So it started back in August and I see the results in January. And so everything I did in August, September, October, showing up like never before. So I told my coaches and my coach, Chantel, and everybody, I'm just going to show up like never before. So I did. I went all out on my page and I said, people, when they want to get healthy, they're going to think of me. If they know me, they're going to think of me. Then my other focus was getting connected with more people, just helping myself to get more known out there. So I started doing Health and Hopes. I started just meeting with ladies at the coffee shops, meeting for lunch, whoever it was, you know, I didn't care. I just started getting focused on connections with people. And so I think all of that combined, and just like we've been taught multiple times, over the last 3, even 4 months is what led to my January results. So I literally felt like, thank you, God, this is exploding in January. I had people going in my messenger, people I didn't know. Oh, Laura, remember when you said this? Not really, but great, you know, because I had had so many conversations, I really didn't remember. And I had to get so organized on my list. So I made a recipe list because I was giving away recipes. I made like a water list. I was giving tips on how to get your water in. So giving tons of information and tips and all that out for free really, really helped my January to explode. And I thought I was going to have more to sign up, but they're ready for February. So that is amazing. And so I know if I keep this same momentum up and I just keep showing up like never before, now it's going to lead to results in spring. And I'm just going to keep going, going, going. And it really is tons of fun. I'm working in groups, showing up everywhere, and just getting very confident in that. So thank you for letting me share about my January.
Oh my goodness, Laura, that is incredible. And what I hear you saying is you literally went back to what you did in the beginning and you just started over, and it works. What we plant right now is going to meet us on the other side. And so that is absolutely incredible.
Well, you and Shay are both incredible leaders. And I just want to say to Shay, thank you for helping me move out of my house a while back. Yeah. I know we were wore out. And so, hey, we love you guys. Thank you for sharing. Let's move on. Ready?
So now we're going to bring on someone from the Howard team, and we're going to bring on Jennifer Carden. Jennifer, come off and share how you won in January.
Good morning, y'all. So thank you for inviting me to speak on boot camp. I'm so excited. So I am Jennifer Carden. I have been coaching for about 6 years. Just a little bit of back history about me. So I started out doing just amazing things. I went to a global director, had a great business, But there was some setbacks that I started to kind of scale back from. I thought that I had arrived, I guess is what you should say. And what happened is I pulled back from my mentorship. I pulled back because I was going through some depression. I was basically just isolating myself. I was trying to get pregnant and it just wasn't happening. I had put back on 20 pounds and you just kind of start hiding. It's a little bit of shame. But with all that said, I ended up getting pregnant and old habits die hard. And for about a year, I, like I said, just pushed back from mentorship. I gained 80 pounds, but now I am down 97 pounds. I am rebuilding my business. And let me tell you, I hope that I can give some hope to those people that maybe didn't have wins in January or haven't had any wins, or you just feel like you're at a standstill. I hope I can give you some hope in letting you know that honestly, you can come back. There is a comeback story. You have to be willing to get dirty, get into the mud, actually just be consistent. There are some things that I have to do and I had to humble myself. I had to reach back out to my mentorship. I had to get back into my community. That was one aspect that I just did not take full advantage of. I thought, because I'm really good at building a business and helping clients, like I really am, but community was just something that I just wasn't interested in. But you want to know why I lost that 97 pounds? It was because of community. It was getting in rooms with other people that were like-minded people and just really figuring out that, you know what, I'm not alone. And I need to put down some of these anxieties that I have or some of these setbacks. But January was a really good month. I brought on 19 clients. I was very proud of that, but it didn't happen overnight. It did not happen overnight. There were some things that I've done that really has helped me, and I want to be able to help you or maybe inspire you. So in Optavia Connect, it says at the beginning of the month, you are a health coach. I treat myself as a health coach every month. I go back to being the basics. I do the basics. I do the business building activities. I do the back end work more than anything. Yes, I show up on social media every day, daily, but I do a lot of conversations with people, authentic, genuine conversations with people. I have no agenda when I'm reaching out to people. I reach out, I message them, I ask them if they're having a good day. I really and truly just do the back end work and I friend people and I grow my circle. Just be a good person, y'all. If you're a good person, people will eventually want to come with you. You've just got to have time. Community, that is another piece that I will tell you. Get into your Facebook groups. Get in there, root on other people, root on other coaches. Even when you're not winning, get in there and root on other people. Don't get set in your mind going or comparison. Don't sit there and go, oh, I wish I was like them. I wish I could do this. Get into your community, root them on, because you will get to a point where you are in a winning season as well. But another thing that I would say that you need to do is you need to know who you are. Don't try to be somebody else. Be you. I'm not a Tiffany Howard. I'm not a Rachel Lopez. I am a Jennifer Cardin. You need to know who you are, because if you're going to help people, you need to know who you are. Take some time. Figure out who you are. And my last piece of advice is know your business. You should know your business just as much, if not more, than your mentors. Know your business. If you're scared of Optavia Connect, get in there and really just dig in. Click. You're not going to do anything wrong. Click away. Just do it and try to figure out where you are in your business, and that will help you be more successful. But thank y'all, and I hope everybody has a great day.
You know what? Wow. You literally just laid out how to grow in Optavia. You just laid out everything. The authenticity, you know, one of the things I've watched when I walk past Karen's office and she is in there doing share calls and 8-day tip calls and celebration calls and bringing on all these clients, is we don't try to be anybody else. And what you just said, Jennifer, that was incredible. I wrote this down and I shared it. I actually think I shared it at a convention. I'm just going to share it real quick. The definition of faithfulness. I think I wrote this down in a really hard season when we were walking through stuff.
And that Airbnb looks fine. How many bathrooms?
It's got 4 bathrooms, but you're off mute. So let me share this real quick. The definition of faithfulness is having the stamina to keep believing when there are no answers to your questions, or when the shout to keep going has become a whisper of just hold on. So you know what you do? You just hold on. You know what? A lot of you are coming out of the just hold on season. Anything you want to share?
Yeah. And I want to just say, I mean, you nailed it when you said on the first of the month, you wake up and you look in Connect and it says you're a health coach.
Right.
And that's where you start.
No imposter syndrome.
That's where we all have to start on the first day of every month.
Dang, that was good. That was incredible. Okay. Let's go on to the next one. Ready? Okay. We're going to go to Sarah Annup. I believe I'm saying it right. And she's in Jen Morris's. We love Jen. Jen Morris's organization. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hey, guys. I'm super excited to share with you guys. So in order for me to tell you what's working, I have to kind of tell you where I started. And I'm just going to share my transformation real quick so you can see. Because nobody has had a bigger transformation than I have. And almost 5 years ago, I was so lost and broken and just trapped in a body that did not serve me and that was not going to get me very far. And finding Optavia, finding this program has made the biggest difference in my life. Not only has it helped me to lose 105 pounds, but also it's allowed me to make a huge emotional, mental shift. I did very much used to be trapped in the world of everything is happening to me. Why are all these things happening? And I did not take responsibility for things. So making that shift and taking responsibility for myself and my actions has been huge. And it's also given me a purpose and a passion because now I can help others find that same thing. And it's kind of amazing how, you know, we all become an overnight success, right? But it takes like 4.5 years to get there. And that's how long I've been working on this. And so it's not like just one day I woke up and it was like, oh, all the things happened. No, it's because of consistency over time and consistency compounded that I've been able to do this. And the thing is, like, I haven't always thought I'm going to make it, I'm going to do it. And I haven't always set the goals. And I haven't always leaned into people, but when I did, when I leaned into my community, when I leaned into my mentorship, when I actually spoke about what I wanted to happen, and when I actually did the steps and the things, it happens. So here's kind of a timeline of what led up to me clinching my 3% bonus before 7:30 a.m. yesterday morning on the 2nd. And I'm going to say it started at convention. It started with community. I convinced myself that I didn't want to go to convention. And then literally at the last minute, I'm crying on the phone to my mentor telling her that I have to be there. And I would not have given up that experience for anything because I was so inspired by everything new happening in Optavia, by all of you speaking. It just literally lit the fire. And so I got back into the massive action that I thought I was still in that I had slacked off on. And doing that obviously starts the ball rolling, right? And I know the 90-day cycle is a real thing. And so I said, okay, you know, August, September, we got to really start giving it our all so that we can build up the momentum for the new year. So that's what I did. I started doing all the things. I was on all the power hours. I was doing what I thought I needed to do to build it to where I want to go. I declared my intentions to my mentors, which I had been reluctant to do before. Absolutely going FIBC this year. And it's made the biggest difference. And so embracing the community does a couple things for you. One, it gives you people that are like you, but it also gives them the opportunity to lift you up. When you're always lifting up your community, then when you need it, they're all there for you. And so, you know, it kind of started again, like, you know, it was all Thanksgiving time and we started talking about 180-day clients I hadn't ordered in a while. So I started reaching out to them in relationship and also with the idea that, hey, you guys have massive discounts available on your accounts. Let me know if you're, you know, wanting to get started, if you have new health goals. And guess what? Not much happened at that time, but I didn't take my foot off the gas. I kept going. And during Christmas, I sent out relational messages to every single client. I just went through Connect in the app. I went through and I sent a text to every single client with a message about Christmas. Merry Christmas. Nothing about program, just a relationship message with a picture of me and my husband, on a beach. And I got a ton of responses back. Zero people said, hey, I want to get on plan. They just said, Merry Christmas. Great. Because I had done that, I was reluctant to reach out again to tell them that they still had these massive discounts. And because of boot camp, I was like empowered to reach out to everyone again. And as I did that, guess what? People started jumping on plan. And a lot of those people jumped on in January, which was great. I, you know, hit, you know, the five new clients in January. I clinched that bonus for January. And then because I stayed in action, February took off. And one of the things that really helped was we had a retreat last weekend with part of the Morris tribe, and we did a lot of action steps together. And because I had just reached out a month ago, I thought, should I really be reaching out again? But guess what? I did it, because guess what? Everybody empowered me to have the, you know, the belief that people need this and people are interested and it's not too much. And so I reached out again. And I even offered scholarships and nobody wanted to get on in January. Guess what? February 1st, here come the emails. So, you know, just getting into action, staying in action, being consistent, doing the things, it happens. You just have
That's incredible. You know what? And you just said it a minute ago. You're already at 3%. We're not at 3% yet. That shows that you dove in there and you didn't give up. We are so proud of you. All right, let's move on to our next one. Thank you for having the boldness to share. Okay, Carly Heimerdinger, here's the deal. She's on Annie Ballman's team. Carly, we want you to just come in here and I won't mention that a few minutes ago we skipped over you by accident. She called me out. She kind of had a little bit of attitude there, but whoa. And so
I'll tell you that I told him, I said, you just skipped Carly.
Well, Carly, all right, whatever. Here we go. Carly, talk to us. Tell us about, take a few moments and talk to us about what it means to rank up. Go for it.
I forgive you because you pronounced my last name right, so it's all good.
That's fine. I mean, you almost cuss him when you say our name, so keep going.
Hi everyone, I'm Carly. I'm on Annie Ballman's team. I've been coaching just shy of 2 years. And before I get into it, I have to thank Annie, because without your guidance and support and you paving the way, like, I could not be here. And like John Maxwell says, a strong leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. And that is exactly what Annie is. And anyone who knows her knows that. So, but without even just the leadership, it takes a team. And I would not be here without my coach, Krista Story, who just hit ED for the first time. And the best part about this is that Krista actually used to be my preschool teacher. If somebody would have told me that my preschool teacher would be joining my team and be a major powerhouse in my business, like, I would not believe you. So do you know how I reconnected with Krista, my preschool teacher? I added her on Facebook and I just started building like genuine conversation with her. And guess what? If I was too scared to start a conversation with her, we wouldn't have reconnected. We wouldn't have built a relationship. If I would have been scared to live out loud on my Facebook, she wouldn't have reached out to me about coaching. And if I, you know, didn't do those things, Krista would not be coaching and building her business to the point where she gets to retire early from teaching this year. This is her last year of teaching. And it just comes full circle that I get to be a part of that journey when she was my preschool teacher. So, that's interesting. But anyway, so basically, don't be scared, live out loud, and add people. 90% of my team, you guys, I never met. They were all strangers. I built my team based on adding people on Facebook, starting genuine conversations, and living out loud. So 95% of my team, I have never met. And that is also, you've heard it already today, consistency. You got to be consistent on your Facebook. You got to live out loud consistently. You got to build those relationships and go back to those relationships consistently. So basically, these are some of the questions that I had to ask myself when my business was kind of stagnant and I wasn't really moving forward. So get out of your way. What is my current reality? My current reality, I wasn't doing the things. I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. So what are my current results? What are my current standards? If you're not liking the answers to any of those questions, then you need to make some changes. And when I answered these, I knew I needed to shift and I needed to get consistent. So consistency beats intensity, you guys. Now, I'm definitely not perfect, but you bet 80% of the time, I'm adding about 20 friends a day. I promise you that's going to help your business. Add all those friends. And then I make a power post almost every day, whether it's business related, personal, if it's my dog, people love that stuff. Just be relatable. And then I'm also, even on a bad day, like even if it's just starting 5 conversations, you just got to do it. You got to be consistent. So overall, my advice is to have grit, give yourself grace, but quit quitting. And ultimately, success is never owned. It's rented, and rent is due every day. So thank you so much for letting me talk.
Incredible. And first time regional director, that's a big deal. I would say that when you stepped into that and you, what time of the month did you hit regional director? Was it towards the very end?
Literally the last day of the month.
That's why. Okay. I asked that for a reason. We worked until this at the end of this month. Listen, guys, if you take the last day of the month off, you have no idea what you're missing out on.
That's right.
That is your moment to help other team members ring up, and you have an incredible coach. And we're so proud of you, Carly. That was incredible. We're going to go to one more that we want to take a few moments. And Misty Cox, who's in the Howard organization, already at 3% this month. I'm pretty jealous of you. Can you send us a couple clients? But Misty, tell us what you're doing.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I feel like God's leading me in a little bit different direction because I have pretty much the same thing to say that they did. Consistency. Laura, Sarah, Carly all said consistency is what got them there. And I have been consistent since March. I really have been consistent my entire coaching, except for little spurts of discouragement. And different things. And I've learned over time to get out of that fast. I had a time in 2021 in the summer that I brought on a lot of coaches in my organization. Only 2 of them made it to senior coach. And I thought it was me. And I froze and was paralyzed for 2 months in the summer. But that fall, I saw all these coaches who had been consistent bringing on clients like regularly in the fall, and I didn't. It took me about 2 months, the same amount of time that I was paralyzed, to start bringing on clients, and that clicked. And I was like, I'm going to do everything I can to be consistent. I used to go with 20 for my conversations and go hard with boot camps and stuff and then burn out and have a few weeks that I was like, I need a rest. And so this time I made a decision that I'm going to set it at 10. And with that, I was okay if I could only get in 3 a couple of days. And there were a few days that I had 10 and more days that I had 5 conversations. But I was okay for the first time with not doing a lot, but just doing something on your days. And a big thing that shifted for me is my why. I've had a hard time coming back and finding a why, because when I started, it was to leave my job as a school counselor. And I reached that in 7 months. I was able to leave that December. Met so many things. Income disclaimer, I resigned, I retired my husband early, I was paying out of pocket for my daughter's college, just thing after thing. And then when things have slowed down some, it became, I am not going back to education and I'm going to do whatever it takes. So my why has been reignited. And I just booked a trip to Greece for our 30-year anniversary that I will pay cash for by the time it's all due. So I gave myself another hard thing to go for. But I'm not afraid anymore to go for things and not hit it. And so in January, I had 9 CSB clients, but I did not hit my new client goal, but I knew I had a lot of seeds. And so on the 1st of February, I woke up with someone saying, I'm ready. And that came from a client Wayday post a few weeks ago. And then I thought, okay, I'm declaring it in my thread. I'm going for 3% on the 1st. And I did. And I passed, I had a past client reach out from a previous message that she was eligible for a discount for the new client acquisition since she hadn't ordered in 180 days, signed her up with Aminos. And then I was doing my BBAs with a story blitz and commenting on a girl who had just had a baby and how cute the baby was. And she said, "Funny, you messaged me. I've been thinking about reaching out." And I had urgency, set up the call on the first. She signed up on the first. So I hit my 3% on the first with 2 new and 1 restart. And I'm not stopping there. And just going for it. And it's okay if I don't hit it, because if I don't go for it, I'm not going to. So just being okay with that. And all of this stuff came from consistency over time. Some of the things that I do, I do 5 minimum conversations a day. I'm okay if I do 3. There may have even been a day over the last year I did 1, but I have done something every single day. I post, I do stories every single day. I start conversations with people who view my stories. I do client wayday posts. I become more bold in my conversations on health posts. Joined the chamber, hosting a few events, joined an in-person Bible study, starting to work Facebook groups. And these are all things I've done over time, not all at once. So be patient with yourself. And just kind of to back up just a little bit, I have a daughter who struggles with depression and mental health, and I personally do too. And I have learned through all of our amazing leaders and the positivity and the faith to lean into God and just don't stop. And so she's another why. I don't have to ask off to go help her. But when she's had these hard times, I have never stopped. I may have done less, but I've never stopped. And that, like, just kind of life may knock me down, but it's not going to knock me out. And then the last thing is, when the cruise was announced, I immediately thought, I'm not going to be able to get back to where I was. I was at Global. It was my highest rank. And it got me for a short minute. And then I was like, I can't stay there. I know I can't stay there. And I decided to be positive, to go for it, like I was going to get there, that I had a faith that the requirements might be lowered. Just because it was so hard for everyone. And I was like, I'm working because I'm going to get on that boat. And even if I don't make it, I want my client or my coaches on there. And so I did not meet the requirements, but I had 2 amazing coaches that did, and I'm ecstatic for them. And so just, you guys, get uncomfortable and then get uncomfortable again. The biggest thing for me, I have high anxiety and I live behind the computer. And I've pushed myself, gotten out into community events. And I have to tell one funny story before I end about how nervous I get. I sat in the back next to a man and he asked me what I do. And I said, I help people lose weight. Very nervous response. Y'all, he was about 400 pounds. And I said, I help people lose weight. And I thought, oh my gosh, I just stuck my foot in my mouth. And I said, because I lost 70 pounds and changed my life on an amazing program, sat in my car, nearly threw up afterwards, friended him, and he's interested in the program. So get out of your own way, step into your fears, and just do it.
Dang, you gave some life hope there.
Yeah.
You know, I believe this with everything inside of me. There's times where I've dealt with anxiety. I wrote about it in a book and how I had to get free from that. And action is the antidote for anxiety. But what you just did, talking about even your own daughter and celebrating the fact that you're not on the cruise, but your coaches are, that's a big deal. That's an emotional intelligent mindset that a lot of people leadership. Haven't gotten.
Yeah.
That's true leadership.
Yeah.
We've always felt that way. Mm-hmm. Let everybody else get on. Let's push them. Let's get them on there. And we are so proud of you. That was incredible.
Yeah. And so I just want to say congratulations to you on all of it, because you are winning and you are making a difference and you're building something pretty amazing.
The very fabric of all of OptaVia is authentic people that lock arms and go for it. With that, we get to turn it over to a pretty cool person, lives down the street from us. And we think she's awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we are going to bring on Deanna Ascencio, and she's going to share some wins and some tips going into February. Take it away, Deanna.
Hey guys, thanks so much. And literally we could end this boot camp right now because everything that those ladies shared with you is exactly the truth. And if you haven't figured that out right now, I don't know if there's anything else that I'm going to add to tell you that will make a difference, but I do want to share a couple things. I'll make this super quick, but put a 5 in the chat right now if you're consistently tracking your numbers. Things like FQV, TGMV, are you setting goals every month, including rank or your CSB? You heard everybody talking about that. And by consistently, I mean monthly for the last year. I wasn't. My husband and I, to give you some background, if you don't know us, my husband and I have been coaching for more than 7 years. We hit IPD, the top of the company, 3 years in. And really from 2016, every year our business grew. And we all love to track and goal set when things are going great, right? But we don't necessarily like to track when things aren't going how we want. So what happened mid-January, Tiffany, my coach, held a 5 a.m. Zoom. How many of y'all would show up for that, right? Successful people do what other successful, unsuccessful won't, right? So she had this Zoom, Kristen Glass. Kristen's another incredible coach. They shared a document, which I'll share with you on the page, that Kristen uses daily to track her business. And I honestly have said from day one, and guys, this is, find someone who has what you want. If you want Misty's business, Laura's, Jennifer's, Sarah's, Carly's, if you want what they've done, do what they do. And chances are you'll get what they've got. And I'll tell you what, for my coaches, Tiffany and then Kristen, I'll swap their businesses any day. So when they share with me what they're doing that's working, I will do it. So we started doing that. We started writing down every day, what's my TGMV goal? What I thought was possible. I started tracking my current FQV daily, as well as where my TGMV was. And honestly, guys, I had to write down 20% growth. That was what Kristen said. Stretch yourself and write down 20% growth. And honestly, guys, even though it was January, I thought it was dumb because those numbers were big. They were big, but I wrote it down faithfully in pen every single day. I did the work also faithfully because you can't just write it down and pray. You actually have to do the work. So when January ended though, I'll tell you guys the results, it definitely paid off. We not only exceeded our TGMV goal, just like Ray said, we were at 112%. We smashed our FQV goal, grew it by 25% to just under 20K. And y'all, I haven't seen those kinds of numbers since April of 2021. We didn't bring on a truckload of new clients either. Literally, we just brought on 5 new, 2 reactivated. And in December, we had like 8 and 7. But the key is we didn't just start, like so many said before us, we didn't just start doing the work in January. We started it back in the fall. And if your January wasn't what you hoped, it's okay. You can't change the past, but you can change what you're doing going forward, right? Today's the 3rd. You have a clean slate. You can create momentum. And the best news is that historically, February's always been better than January and March has always been better than February, but you have to start now. So what would I do? Number one, my tips, turn in your map, set up a Zoom with your mentorship ASAP and give your mentorship permission to stretch you. Okay. Set some new goals and write them down daily where you'll see them every single day. Goals aren't just about results either. Like rank or income, it can be about consistency. It can be about the number of conversations. Create the time to do your BBAs. Track your daily numbers. Why? What you focus on grows. And if you don't like the numbers that you're writing down every single day, even the bad ones, you will do something about it. All right. There's something that shifts when you write them down. Create your lists. Everything these guys said, show up. You can't just post and pray. You have to do the back end work that everybody was talking about. And then lastly, get out of your house, go meet some people. Many of our clients and coaches since December have come from either connecting with old friends or new friends. It takes some time, some work to shift the momentum, but you can do it. Thanks, guys.
That is incredible. I love what you said. You can't just post and then just pray. You've got to do the work. You can't just sit back and expect everything just to come to you. It takes action. So,
well, and you guys exploded. We heard about y'all's numbers. We were on a meeting yesterday, and we heard about what y'all have done, and it's pretty amazing. And you know, I watched Deanna and David, and they do it well. Mm-hmm. They do, whether it's posting about working out, they have this balance. It isn't all before and afters. Can I just tell you something? I'm going to jump into this for a second and share a couple things in Client Support Bonus Plus, because you go, what is that? Well, that is something that took the place of CAB bonus, which a lot of people went crazy over. Oh no, I lost my 3% for taking a test 5 years ago that I can't even remember what's on the test and I should be getting paid for it. No, that's wrong. So instead, OptiVia said, you know what we're going to do? Let's bless those that are doing the work. So Client Support Bonus Plus, let's just, some of you are brand new, you don't know what it is. It's when you bring on 3 to 5 clients a month, either brand new or those that haven't ordered in 180 days. Now, if you're a new coach, you don't have any 180 days. But if you're a veteran coach, you do. In fact, we did something over the last couple of weeks where we started pulling those lists and helping other coaches pull those lists. Ask your mentorship to help you pull that list if you've been coaching a long time. But bottom line is, if you could do three, you get 3% times your frontline. So 6,000 frontline, you just made $180 if you have three people. Vice versa. If you have 5, 6,000 frontline, you just made $300 extra. I don't know about y'all, but that's a big deal in this economy right now. We're not asking you to get 20 people. We're not asking you to get 30 people. We're asking you to find 3 to 5. That's it. Those 3 to 5 lead to coaching well and then turning into coaches, filling the funnel. We had 14 this month. You know what? It overwhelmed us. I can remember a time we had 50 something clients at one time or more on our frontline. But it overwhelmed us. We're like, oh, we got to get organized again. We got to get the charts out, because if we don't coach them well this time, they're going to ignore us after the next 180 days. Because what we did was we sent out text. We did a thing called Project Broadcast. We send out an email and we offer a wellness credit. And we say, if you jump back on, always put a time limit. We put a time limit in the next 10 days or by Sunday or whatever. But that's for those that haven't ordered in 180 days. If all you're bringing on is yesterday's clients and restarting them, that's good, but it's got to be about probably 50-50 or even 60-40 new versus old. And if you don't, you're not peppering the field right. You're not hanging in there right and growing your business right. I think the biggest thing I will say on this Client Support Bonus Plus, and you just heard it from Deanna, you've heard it from everybody, OptiVia gave it to us and it could go away. Right now it's just set to go through June. We have to actually show the company this works. We are fired up about it. So they're watching. They're going, okay, we've offered this. What are people doing with it?
Yeah.
And you want to add to that?
I do, because I love that, because I love the Client Support Bonus because it gives us the opportunity to go back and re-engage with clients that, number one, we may not have coached well the first time. So that gives us an opportunity to be a better coach this time around. And it also gives us the opportunity to help people that may have fell off. But just like Pat said, if we are only recycling 180-day-old clients, that's not actually a growing business. That's just going back and kind of giving a second chance. You have to be bringing on new clients every month. That is how you grow a business. And so you don't have to do 20 clients a month. You just have to get 3 or 5. And if you are consistently just wash, rinse, and repeat, if you are constantly every single month bringing on 3 to 5 new clients, then you are filling the funnel, you are helping people, and you are also giving a bigger pool of people who will become coaches. You are actually growing at that point.
Plus, you're getting a raise. Mm-hmm. Don't complain about anything if you're not willing to move forward to get the raise. And that's what it's all about, is realizing changing lives. You get to get the raise, but also it says so much to our company. This thing is working. I'm fired up, and we got a couple more communicators, so don't go anywhere. But I do want to remind everybody, Awaken is coming up, whether it's in Dallas, Fort Worth, or out in Arizona. You need to be a part of it. You've heard it over and over. Get in the room.
That's right.
Sacrifice whatever you got to sacrifice to get there. Get on the flight, show up, be a part of it. You know what happens? We found out every time we've not wanted to go to an event, we get there and we go. Or we've been too busy, or we're just like, we don't have time for this, and we get there and we go, this just changed everything. It rewrites your DNA.
That's right.
It changes your mindset when you get in the room and you lock arms with other people. Am I right?
And making yourself a little uncomfortable in order to grow past where you are. So that's important. But now we are going to bring on somebody pretty amazing. We're going to bring on Heather Wallace, and she is the queen of confidence. So we are going to have her share about confidence today.
I love you guys. Let me go ahead and start my timer because Lord knows I can say some things about this. It's really actually interesting how the Lord works. So we are at a friend's lake house, and the couple that we're spending some time with, he owns Odobe. I don't know if you've ever cleaned with that, but we were having conversation. I love hearing from successful people, just like we've heard from on this Zoom. If you want tips on how to build a business, you have heard some of the best already from some of the best business builders in Optavia. But I was sitting with this gentleman last night, and y'all, he years and years ago, he did janitorial services and he needed a better product. So he mixed something up in his bathtub and it worked so well. He's packaged it, sold it, now is in Home Depots and Dollar Generals and Walmarts and all these things. And we were just having the conversation about how you scale something to that size. And he said, let me tell you the three-legged stool. I said, tell me the three-legged stool. He said, first, it's confidence in yourself. Second, it's confidence in your product or service. And third, it's the skill of the sale. And this is what I know about Optavia. It is so easy. Put a one in the chat if you have a million times confidence in the product and service that Optavia provides in transforming people's lives. There is zero denying it. If you can put anything other than a one in the chat, you need to talk to me after this Zoom, because we've got enough evidence that is proof positive we know how to transform people's lives. Learning the skill of a sales conversation, and I know that that word may be weird for some of you, but we're selling people on hope and transformation, so I'm all about it. That's something you're learning every single week and you have access to over and over and over again. The one thing I feel like is the biggest deterrent for people actually winning, especially in seasons like this, is you don't have confidence in you. And this is the definition of confidence. It is belief in oneself. This is what Psychology Today says. I didn't make this up. It's belief in oneself and the conviction that one has the ability, listen to this, to meet life's challenges and to succeed, and the willingness to act accordingly. That means that no matter what comes, I believe that I'm going to be able to meet the challenges, and there will be challenges. You're not going to know it all. You're not going to have it all figured out. How do you know if you have confidence? Let me give you some what it sounds like so you have a little baseline for it. Confidence sounds like this. You've heard it a little bit today. Confidence says, it's new, but I'll try. Confidence says, I'll learn from my mistakes. Confidence says, I can recover even when or if I make mistakes. Confidence says, I can trust myself. Confidence says, what's the worst that can happen? Confidence says, why not me? Confidence says, I love learning by doing. But people who aren't confident, and I wonder if you can hear this in your own vernacular and verbiage, when you don't have confidence, you say things like this: I can't do this, so why should I even try? I told my children that when they were little, I said, Wallace, that's my last name. It means I can. I don't have a clue what Wallace means, but as far as my children know, Wallace means I can. I can't is not in your vocabulary. When you don't have confidence, you say things like this: I'm not ready yet. Or, you know, I need to learn more first. I need to be on even more trainings. Maybe it's just not worth it. Maybe it's too risky, or, you know, maybe that's just not me. Let me help you with something. You're going to need to have confidence in you because people are buying you first. I already know there are going to be objections. I already know there are going to be obstacles. I already know life is not going to be easy. This journey to growth and success is not going to be easy. You're going to face challenges. So if you thought this path would be without obstacles or resistance, let me go ahead and tell you, because some of these other beautiful people may not. It won't, baby. You're going to have those things because that is what sharpens you. That is the thing that shapes you. I'm going to give you two things and then I'm done. I'm going to read a scripture to you because I love this book on leadership. It's the Bible. You should check it out. Psalms 84 in the Passion Translation. It says this. It says, how enriched are they that find their strength in the Lord? And it goes on and it says, even when, not if, even when their paths wind through the dark valley of tears. Now, that's some difficult stuff. Some of us get upset when somebody cancels their premiere order. I'm talking about people that can walk through a dark valley of tears. This is what it says. Those people who choose to develop confidence, because it's not a gift or a genetic code. It's a skill you develop. Those people dig deep to find a pleasant pool where others find only pain. What the heck are you looking for? Are you willing to dig deep to find pleasant pools where other people are finding pain? Are you willing to go through the process and not just go through, but grow through so that you can build you? Because you will always be your greatest investment. If that weren't the truth, what the heck are we doing health coaching people? If people aren't the greatest investment that they can ever make in themselves, why did you ever buy a kit, much less a box? So if you believe that much about physical health, I'm just challenging you. You better level up your belief in you. You better get some emotional stability and some fortitude about you that says, listen, I may not have done it yet, but I will. That is confidence. And when you have that kind of confidence, it is contagious. But don't think it's given. It's developed. So decide today that aside from every other map I fill out, I'm going to develop confidence. Because it changes everything. I believe in you and I love you guys.
Wow.
Just you know what? She always takes me to church, Karen.
I know it.
We love you so much. No, thank you. Seriously, that was incredible. That was amazing. And I felt, I don't know about y'all, but I felt like this water level of hope and, you know, just for the Saturday morning, just rising up. It's just when someone tells you, you've got it. When somebody tells you, you can do this. I don't know. It's the coach across the other side of you when you're lining up in a stance, if you're playing football and saying you can do this, you got this. One of the things we've always done with our kids is go, we always said, you're the best. You can do this thing.
That's right.
You are called to change the world.
That's right.
And now they use it on us. They try to use it on us. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. It's not time for inheritance yet, crazies. But that was so good, Heather. And we want to say thank you because a lot of people don't know. I'll just say it. You've walked through a season.
Yeah.
She's walked through a season with her son. She walked through a season with death in her family. And for her to show up, y'all don't know it. It's amazing how the Brady Bunch screen, everybody's like, man, they got it all together. They are rocking it. You don't know the quiet conversations. But here's the deal. We made up our mind a long time ago to be mature enough to show up.
That's right.
Because people are counting on us. And no matter what you're walking through, I'm just going to take an exit for a second and do this. I watch coaches and top leaders that start walking through stuff and they take an exit.
Yeah.
They get off the exit. They disappear. They go hide behind a gas station somewhere. They pull off the exit. And their team is out there going, but, can I tell you something? If you've disappeared from your team, reach out to them and say to them, hey, let's do this together again.
Mm-hmm.
And get authentic about it. I'm just going to speak this for a second because I've watched it in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. Coaches that disappear and they still have a massive organization or a decent sized organization. And all their coaches are going, but I thought, listen, accountability and integrity means you show up when you don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
It means I'm a part of something. It's a little real talk moment. It means I don't have the right, just like I don't have the right to disappear from my kids. I don't have a right to disappear from the people that I said I do life with. And if you believe what I just said, put an amen in the chat. It is time to have that confidence. And I'm just saying that because Heather inspired me. She showed up from the hospital. We saw it. She showed up when she didn't have to. Dan and Megan, a lot of y'all don't know this. Megan has walked through some incredible physical moments with her back and some other stuff. They've walked through different things. They show up. And yet, I know I'm on my soapbox, and I'm not meaning to be. It's just a conviction of integrity. We've shown up when we didn't feel like it. I've shown up when I was sitting in the hospital with my brother. I've shown up with the death of my mom. I've showed up. Karen showed up every week with a diagnosis of leukemia. I'm just going to say something to you. It wasn't the shot that slowed down our businesses. In fact, now we figured out we're a part of that. We're medically supported weight loss. We get to be a part of the full gamut. Some people still don't even go, I don't even want to touch that. Check your stuff. People need help. You get a chance to be a part of that. But the last thing I'll say about this is what really has harmed some businesses is people didn't keep their word to their team. They didn't keep showing up. Mm-hmm. I want to show up for our team. I'm done. I'm off my soapbox. Forgive me. It wasn't in the notes, but Heather, you did it. You caused it. You like stirred it up in me. And, but I'm serious. Show up today. Don't take Saturdays off. We get off boot camp and we're a boot camp junkie. And we're like, okay, we did it. We accomplished something. You did not grow your business in the last hour. And we got 10 more minutes. You better be ready for it. It is time to go. And if I preach too much?
No, take it. No.
Well, I'm just saying it was something. And all right, we got to keep going. Are you ready? This is it. And we get to go to some people that know how to show up, just like Heather. And we're going to go to the McGuire's. Go for it. Go about 5 minutes. There we go.
All right. Thanks, friends. I actually have my timer going as well. So my best friend, he is currently in Kentucky doing some ministry gatherings, but I'm here today and I'm excited to talk to you and build off of what Heather just said. Holy cow. That being said, the conversation that I want to get around is the boldness of sponsoring coaches. Now, this mission is so much bigger than just me. Now, I have the capacity to maybe serve several dozen, maybe if I really push it, a couple of hundred, maybe, clients. But how many of you know that really to make a difference and an impact in the world as widespread as we want, we need a team. We need to sponsor coaches. And I'm going to get into a little bit more about why it's really not just like for us or for the mission, but it's really for people. How many of you have heard of the man named Dan Campbell? Dan Campbell. Now, if you're from Michigan, you probably like he might be like your new hero. You got his face tattooed on your arm, whatever that may be. A few years ago, many of you would have assumed that this was just some random man. But now he is widely known as one of the best coaches in the NFL. He is the head coach of the Detroit Lions, which I'm a Packers fan, so I'm not a Lions fan, but I love this man. So the Lions, they have played below average football for the last 30 years, which has been to my advantage because I'm a Packers fan. They have no conference championships, no playoff wins, nothing for 30 years. Guys, that's how old I am. I'm 31 now, but my whole life. In 2008, they even set the NFL record to be the first team to ever go 0-16, ever in the history of the NFL, like in the 100 years. Nobody had ever lost every single game of the season, but the Detroit Lions did that. Every single game. And the Lions, over the course of those 30 years, they took on the identity as losers and second-class citizens. And then they bring in this man named Dan Campbell to be their coach. After winning just a couple of games over the course of multiple seasons, this big, burly man is coming in to be the coach of a team. And he gives at his welcome conference a speech that many people mocked and called him crazy. He was talking about his team in his welcome conference that we're going to kick you in the teeth. He's talking about the Detroit Lions, like a team that has been irrelevant for 30 years. We're going to kick you in the teeth and we're going to punch you back when you try to come after us. We're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And he's saying this thing on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. And he said, and then we're going to stand back up and we're going to take out your other kneecap. And we're going to keep standing up and we're going to win. And he said, before long, we're going to be the last one standing. And that is going to be our mentality. We're going to learn that every loss we take, that we feel it. We're not going to be numb to losing anymore. And we'll never want to taste loss again. And now people were like, who is this dude? And does he know what team he's coaching for? And after Dan's first season, he only won 3 games, but he kept casting the same vision, the same expectation, and the same invitation. Fast forward to 2022, the Lions had a winning season, still no conference championships, still no playoff wins. Come to 2023, they captivated the entire sports world by winning 2 playoff games in 1 season. One would have been significant because they hadn't won one in 30 years, and they went to the NFC Championship. We know they fell short, which we're also sad about, but they made the rest of the world believers. Why am I talking about Dan Campbell and boldness with sponsoring coaches? We live in a world where people are hurting and they've taken on the mentality that they are losers, that they are stuck, that they are going to be scrambling financially for the rest of their lives, that they're unfulfilled and they're purposeless. And you and I have the opportunity to be Dan Campbells, to remind people what is possible,
that they can have purpose, fulfillment, community, and even the opportunity to change their financial situation. Could the Lions organization have turned around at any time the course of their 30-year existence of like sucking? Absolutely. But in the routine of loss, they needed a leader to remind them of what's possible and that they were capable of making it happen. Why do Andrew and I share about coaching boldly and sharing about coaching early and often? It's because people need to know what's possible. Being an OptAVIA coach has changed my life. On the other side of that knocking door is a 3-year-old son that I get to stay home with instead of going to a 9-to-5 job every day. I have a community who is for me, a purpose that is ever growing. I have accountability to live out healthy habits, and I've even transformed my financial situation. Put the disclaimer in the chat. Why? Because my coaches were bold and showed me what was possible. There was an invitation. Come here, buddy. You can come sit by me. Daddy, go ahead. Oh, beautiful picture. I have a community who is for me. So friends, here's my challenge to you with my 30 seconds left. It's time to not only live out your health journey, it's time to live out your coach journey. Show people what coaching has done for you and invite them to be a part. It's one thing if Dan just kept talking about the Lions, what they would do, but he had to bring in an invitation calling in the troops. And not to be here, we're not just here to like share what coaching has done for us or done for me. It's got to be an invitation. Andrew and I have gotten so bold and we have just started inviting out loud on social media what our journey has done for us, just like we would with our health. And can I tell you, in the last 6 weeks, Andrew and I have done close to 20 coach explorers. And it hasn't been because we're out here like screaming by feelings, but we've been telling people what's possible and helping them reframe their identity, that they don't have to be stuck, that they don't have to be scrambling. And we're trying to be those leaders, those Dan Campbells, to tell them that something else is possible. So for you today, live out your coaching journey. Be bold, because I'm telling you, you might be the disruptor people need to change the trajectory of their last 30 years. Thanks so much, Pat and Karen.
That was so, so good, Anna. Mm-hmm. My gosh, so, so good. We are so excited for you. And I love that precious little baby in your lap. And you know what? Who gets to do what they're passionate about, what they love, that would impact lives with their child sitting in their lap? Y'all, we do. Megan actually tagged me or sent me a Facebook post that I had made that I had sent to her where I was doing exactly what Anna's doing. I was doing Zoom with some coaches with my baby in my lap probably 5 or 6 years ago. That's what we get to do. And I was reading a book yesterday on the plane home from our girls' school retreat. And it was a mom that was talking about how she felt bad. She felt like there was something wrong with her, that she did not want to just be a stay-at-home mom. She wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and impact the world in other ways. And she was doing that. And that's what Anna's getting to do. So it was so, so powerful. And we'll share more on that in the upcoming weeks in a boot camp that we'll be doing coming out of Awaken, all about sponsoring. But Anna, they are sponsoring because they are passionate and they are confident in what this can do for other people. And so just go back and listen to Heather. We're going to build that confidence. So many of you are building your confidence by winning. It's been so fun to watch so many of you win. But we're going to end with one thing. And I want you to put in the chat if you'll pay attention for like 4 more minutes. Okay, you have 4 more minutes and we're going to wrap this whole thing up. But Dan had shared this in a group that me and Pat and Karen and Andy are in yesterday. And I voice memoed Dan after it. I said, you have to play that on boot camp. I said, not telling you what to do, Dan, because you know it's not my place, but you have to play that on boot camp. And so we're going to wrap up with this video and I'm going to come back and show how it'll be applicable to you. But it was so, so powerful. So put all your distractions down if you have any and pay attention just for the next 3 minutes. So can we play that video?
The British rowing team was bad for a really long time. They had not won a gold medal since 1912. But right before the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, they did one thing, one strategy that allowed them to win the gold medal.
Goal for Great Britain! Olympic champions! Olympic champions!
It was a simple question they asked, and there's a lot of research that backs up why this worked. So the question they asked themselves was, will it make the boat go faster? They asked themselves this question before anything was presented to them. Eat a donut, Will it make the boat go faster? Stay up late with friends? Will it make the boat go faster? Will it make the boat go faster became their filter for everything they did. In psychology, there's a concept for creating a filter. It's called implementation intentions. It means that you actively plan for failures or setbacks and you have a strategy that becomes automatic. So they said automatically when presented with something that might have thrown them off, will it make the boat go faster? Therefore, they didn't have to think about it. Once they got presented with something that could have derailed their goal or their commitment to winning the gold medal, they had their automatic strategy. Will it make the boat go faster? They asked themselves that question. If the answer was obviously a no, or it was unclear, then they removed it. Tim Grover was the performance coach of Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, many of the world's best basketball players. And he has a very powerful quote. He said that you should crave the end result so bad that the hard work becomes irrelevant. Stephen R. Covey actually had another similar idea. He said, in order to have something, you must be willing to pay the price. You can have anything you want. You can't have everything. You can have anything, but not everything. But in order to get what you want, you have to first define what you want, and then you have to find out what is the price. And then you have to ask yourself, am I willing to pay the price? The British rowing team was very willing to pay the price, and they won the gold medal. They had a strategy that was the filter for their price. They said no to a lot of things that maybe they would have wanted to say yes to, but they were willing to pay the price. And so that's the question I have for you is, do you know what you want? Do you know what the price is? Are you willing to pay that price? And are you willing to put in a strategy, an implementation intention, or a filter that filters everything you do and everything you say yes to your goal? Dan Sullivan, the founder of Strategic Coach, talks a lot about how 10x thinking is a lot easier than 2x. Having a 10x goal is really powerful, and there's a lot of research that actually shows that high and hard goals are more powerful than low goals because it's so big that it motivates you and it gets you excited. But in order for that to actually work, you have to use the goal or the 10x vision as your filter. And you use that to determine what you say yes to, what you say no to. If you're willing to say no to everything below the commitment, you have a filter and you say no to everything below the commitment, then you can reach your goal. That's actually how you demonstrate your commitment, is saying no to things below your commitment. The more committed you are to your goal, the clearer your filter has to become for your decision making. And as you say no, you will become your future self. So the question is, will it make the boat go faster? That's a great question you can use for anything you want. My name is Dr. Benjamin Hardy. You can get more videos on this Future Self channel. Please like and subscribe. And the question really is for you. Do you know what you want? Will you pay the price? Do you have a filter? Talk to you soon.
Do you know what you want? Will you pay the price? That is so key. You know, I was thinking this week, I met with Megan while we were together at the Valor Retreat, and we were talking about Awaken. And I have a couple things as we wrap up. I think back to when I started this business 8 years ago, and I'm not going to go into my story, but a lot of you know my story. I think, why was I willing to pay an extreme price 8 years ago? Because I was running away from something. My life, my family's life was very hard. We were happy. I had a great marriage. I had wonderful children, but I was running from a life of poverty. I was running from a life of not being able to pay my bills, not being able to tell my children yes, saying no to them way more than I ever said yes, running from a life of no passion, no purpose, no community. I had a huge why. I was running from that. So I knew what I wanted. I was crystal clear on my goals. And I was willing to pay the price day after day after day because my heart was freaking hard. But here's what can happen. I got away from that life. I started winning. And it was fun. And what turned from running from a really hard life turned into helping other people run from a really hard life. And as I did that, eventually I got comfortable. 8 years in, 7, 6, 5, wherever it was, I got comfortable. It's like our clients who start program, right? They are running from not being able to fit in their pants, being tired, no energy, all the things. And then what happens so many times when they get 10, 15, 20 pounds from goal, they get comfortable. They get a little lackadaisical, right? They start letting things slip in because their why isn't as powerful as it was anymore. And I look at, and some of you know, we've shared very openly on this boot camp over the last probably 6 months or so, 3 months really, maybe, I have worked as hard as I worked when I started this business 8 years ago. Why? Because when times got hard, and we all know, TGen started to fall, all the things, what happened? My motivation and my why drove really fast, not because I was trying to create something. I was trying to make sure I didn't go back to the life that I once lived.
sometimes we want these beautiful whys of, I want to create all this. And I'm all for that. Okay. Get your vision board, do all the things. That's driving a lot of people. But some people, what drives them is not going back to where they were. And so I know what I'm creating right now, and I am willing to pay the price. And this is what I want to ask you. One, do you have crystal clear goals for the month of February? Crystal clear goals. You want to know why Deanna leveled up the way she did this month? You want to know why Misty hit that goal? All the people that have shared openly on this Zoom today, not because they said, I'll do whatever I can. Listen, y'all, I love you. Okay, hear my heart. If I hear a coach tell me I'm just going to do my best, I can't determine the outcome. I can only determine what I do. I want to punch them in the nose. Okay. And if you're a coach with me, you know that. Do not tell me you only can do what you can do. That is beyond crazy. If someone told you right now, if you bring on 5 new clients this month, you can cure your kid of cancer, guarantee you, you will go find 5 new clients. The problem is we've lost urgency. We have lost our urgency, and all we're doing is I can only do what I can do. You know what? Probably in the last 3 months, guarantee you I've hit every goal that I set out to hit, every goal. Why? Because I knew what I wanted and I was willing to pay whatever price it took to hit that goal. And here's what I did. I have a thing on my, and when Dan showed this video yesterday, this is why I said you have to show up. And if you're in my Synergy group, you know, I say this to you all day long. I ask myself this question. They said, what will make the, will this make the boat go faster? I say, will what I'm doing right now get me to my goals this month? This sets on my computer. And I ask myself this all day long, not just in business. I do in my business. Is me writing this little card to somebody, I don't know, is that going to get me to my goal this month? Is calling this client going to get me to my goal this month? Which it will, because I'm going to get a referral and I'm going to help them create their goals, right? Is starting this conversation going to get me to my goal this month? Uh-huh. Is scrolling social media going to get me to my goal this month? Heck to the no. Is writing this 100 list going to get me to my goal this month? Yes. Do you first know what your goals are in your business? Crystal clear. I'm going to tell you what they should be. I know we say all the time we shouldn't should on you. 5 new clients. 5 new clients. Is that 5%? Is that going to get you to, is that your goal? Then is what I'm doing right now. And I ask myself this in every area of my life. Is making this healthy breakfast going to get me to my health goals? Uh-huh. Is eating these peanut butter pretzels going to get me there? No. Is sitting here and having a 30-minute lunch where I'm 100% present with my husband going to get me to my goal of connection with him? Yes. Is sitting down and playing a card game with my kid for 30 minutes, not 6 hours, with no distraction, going to get me to my goal of connection with my child? Yes, it will. Is watching Netflix at night when I'm tired for an hour going to get me to my goal of healthy sleep and getting up to be productive in my business? Heck to the no. Ask yourself all day, is what I'm doing right now going to get me to my goal this month? Crystal clear goals. Not, I'm going to do my best. Take that out of your vocabulary. It's like our clients. You know, without a doubt, your client can lose 1 to 2 pounds a week, right? It is proven. Not only is it proven, but we have statistics of it. We've studied it out. If your client is losing 0 pounds every week and they're like, I'm just doing my best. Do you think they're doing their best? No, they're not. And you freaking know it, right? Doing your best, it gets us off the hook. It's a cop out, right? We can determine the outcome. Now, based on statistics, if you try to say, I'm going to go get 50 clients this month, every month, over month, is that statistically possible? Probably not. But is 5 new clients month over month 100% possible? Yes. If everything you do is getting you to your goal. Thanks, guys. Pat and Karen, give us some ending tips.
Wow.
I'm not giving nothing. I'm under conviction. I'm under the altar. That was incredible. Tiff, thank you. It got me stirred up, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that is absolutely incredible. And that video, I mean, it's just such a powerful mental reminder to us of what are we doing and is it getting us to our goals? I mean, just little things that we do every day that literally takes us off of our game, gets us out of momentum. And we have to be intentional. And I love that you are so straightforward, because doing our best is a cop out to say that I'm just doing my best. Are you doing your best? Am I doing my best? And I have to ask myself every day, are the things that I'm doing getting me to my goal, or are the things that I'm doing giving me an excuse to walk in failure in the next season of my life?
Well, you know, we're in Phoenix. Every time we've come to Phoenix, because we've done a lot of awakens here, been here with Dan and Megan, and the teams and all that kind of stuff. And we're in Phoenix. So last night we got in, and because we're speaking at a place tomorrow, and we went to a restaurant and we had a real authentic conversation.
Yeah.
We had a dream napkin moment saying, man, you know what? We've got to shift some things up if we're going to go back to that. And Tiffany just said it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much we've got all these goals.
Yeah.
And because we've seen a lot.
Yeah.
I can't go back.
Yeah.
I can't go back to the exhausted, weary, never home.
That's right.
All the things. I'm willing to pay the price right now. And what Tiffany, what you just said, will it make the boat go faster? We wrote that. We were like, will it make the boat go faster?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what today's all about.
And you know, I said this on one of our synergy groups the other day. I said, you need to make a decision right now. You need to either lower your expectations or you need to up your action steps to get to where you want to go. And that's what we need to do. Either lower the expectations and just settle, or we need to get into action and apply ourselves in a way to reach the goals.
Hopium will make you fat. You're just sitting there just getting fat.
Mm-hmm.
But without action. And that becomes a strong passion of what you do. Listen, I sure appreciate you guys today. Dan and Megan, thanks for trusting us to lead. And this fifth week of boot camp, all the communicators, incredible job. We have action steps in front of us. Your goal this week is to go for 3 to 5, your client support bonus. Live out loud. 3, 3, and 3 still works. Add 3 friends. Start 3 conversations. Post 3 times a day. It still works. It's the original. This is our season to explode and grow, right?
Yep. And just get out there and get it done.
Let's do this thing. Hey, we got a big Saturday ahead of us. Go for it. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You know what spreads faster than any virus? Fear. Now when it comes to fear, you can either forget everything and run, face everything and rise.
I believe.
Let me tell you what I believe.
I believe that.
I believe we're gonna face everything.
I believe that we will.